The hour has grown late and shadows lurk around every corner. Did you know that when listening to each episode of Frightmare Theater, you have been subliminally tapping into top secret instructions? Too fine a frequency for that of the human ear, it is only audible to the highly attuned lobes of man's best friend. The message, as barked to me by our lovable mascot Alucard, reads as follows. Bark, bark. Bark, woof, woof, bark. Bark, woof, bark, woof. Bark, 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 woof. Woof, woof. Yip! Roughly translated, it reads, devour them all. In order to discover the launch date of this cannibalistic canine catastrophe, we here at Frightmare Theater tortured Alucard to the brink of breaking point. What we learned is too fantastic, too horrible, too gruesome to divulge. We can't wait. And now, you future dog food, you. It is time once again to turn down the lights and turn up the terror. For you are about to bark up the wrong tree and enter the doghouse of doom known as Frightmare Theater.
My freakish followers, I am your odious, ominous host, Dr. Necropolis. Tonight, our show takes a bit of a nasty detour.
Be nice.
Okay, fine. Boys and ghouls, tonight we turn the mics over to Frightmare Theater's handyman, Greg the Hunchback, with his own original segment. Our deepest sympathies.
Oh, sorry.
Ugh. All right, everyone, put your hands together for Greg!
Tonight on Ghost Gabs with Greg, station handyman Greg the Hunchback takes calls from listeners just like you, discussing a wide range of topics from ghosts to specters and everything in between. The lines are open. Greg!
Hi, everybody! Welcome to Ghost Gabs with Greg! I'm Craig. Hi. If you have seen a ghost and you want to gab about it, well, call me right up. I'm Craig, and I want to gab with you about your ghost.
If anyone needs me, I'll be in the booth.
Somehow, we have our first caller.
Hey, caller. Welcome to Ghost Gabs with Craig. I'm Craig. Let's gab about your ghost.
Hi, Greg. First-time listener, first-time caller. Listen, I have a ghost.
Oh, hi! How'd you hear about the show?
You guys just announced it?
Great! Tell your friends. So, what has you calling Ghost Gabs with Greg today?
I have a ghost.
Great! Let's gab about it. This is Ghost Gabs with Greg, after all.
Yeah.
I'm Craig.
Well, we seem to have lost caller one, though I can't imagine why. Let's see, Greg, we have time for one more caller.
Let's do it! Hey, welcome to Ghost Gabs with Craig. I'm Craig. Let's gab about your ghost.
Help me! Oh, please, Dad, help me!
Let's get gabbing! You got a ghost?
I have a poltergeist or something.
Oh, that's awful! Have you consulted another doctor?
I threw a Gone with the Wind commemorative plate at my head, and I just stepped on some broken glass. Bleeding pretty bad, getting kind of woozy. Please, please get help.
Oh, I can relate. This one time I stubbed my toe. I couldn't walk on it for like 30 minutes. It was not a good day, let me tell you.
Oh, God, it's gotten into the cutlery jar. Oh, no! No!
And caller two is no longer with us.
All right, we done here? Good.
Out, Greg! Out! Sorry for subjecting everyone to that. Unfortunately, we're contractually obligated to allow Greg a certain amount of airtime because this entire production is financed by Greg's inheritance from his father. Okay, on with the show. Well, dreadful darlings, were you still planning on that hiking excursion in the Great White North? Tonight's terrifying tale may cause you to have second thoughts. Gather round the campfire, children, for the chilling tale of the Wendigo.
Just in time, eh? The sun's really going down.
A little longer out there, and we might not have found camp.
You must have been right about the recent fires. There hasn't been any sign of moose this entire trip.
They're out there. There are subtle signs.
You'd know, I guess. Hank said you were the best guide to have in these woods. Did you say that you found any on the trip last season?
It was the same as now, Mr. Simpson.
Still a good time, though, being out here. I don't get to see much of the wilderness at college. But you're right. Any longer, we might have been wandering around out here for weeks. We need to have this fire going all the time. Maybe I should watch you do this. I may need to build a fire someday. Well, on my own.
It's very easy. Good wood, good fire.
With matches, of course. You know, it's cold, but it's not unbearable.
This college teaches you a lot of things.
Yes, I believe so. I hope so. Yes, I mean, if you can be taught religion, that is. It seems like such a strange thing to be taught in school. Either you have it or you don't.
This is my religion.
It is very beautiful out here. Peaceful. Like a church. No, not like a church. I don't feel this way when I'm in a church. Out here, it's a little lonely. How well do you think the others are faring? Do you think they found any game?
We have a better chance here.
You know, DeFargo, my uncle mentioned to me something about the way you looked last night around the fire. He said there was something in your eyes when Hank mentioned us coming up this way. Something scared you about this place.
Nothing scares Joseph DeFargo.
Maybe it is getting colder now. I think I'll get some tea.
I guess I'd just as soon take a turn through the bush. Think I may have seen a trunk back there where they rubbed horns.
Don't you need a lantern? DeFargo? Were you able to see anything in the dark? You should have taken the lantern.
No, I didn't see anything.
I'm boiling water for tea. Are you hungry?
No. The fish we cooked by the shore is still holding me over.
Me too. You know, I began to think what I might have done if you didn't come back. I mean, these woods are a bit too big to feel quite at home in. Feel comfortable in, eh?
You've hit it right, Simpson. That's the truth. There's no end to them. No end at all. There's lots that found out that and gone to pieces.
I can remember Uncle telling me of stories of men who were sometimes stricken with a strange fever of the wilderness, when the uninhabited lands caught them so fiercely that they went forth half fascinated. I've deluded to their death.
We must find moose tomorrow. Some kind of sign, or the others might beat us to the game.
Right. I'd like to see just one, but that'd win it for sure. I haven't seen anything out here.
If they went due west, there's nearly 60 miles between us now. tanks, probably, stuffing his face full of fish and coffee.
That's right. Sing a song, Defago, if you're not too tired. One of those old Voyager songs you sang the other night.
V'là joli vent, v'là bon vent, v'là joli vent, moi et mon père. Go good wind, go pretty wind, go good wind, my friend is calling. Three handsome ducks went for a swim. The king's son went hunting. From neath its wing it loses blood, and from its eyes diamonds. Go good wind, go pretty wind, go good wind, my friend is calling.
Jesus, what is it? Do you smell moose? What's wrong?
Nothing. I was just taking a look around. I guess I don't feel like singing much anymore. It brings back memories. It makes me start imagining things. What are you laughing for?
I was just thinking of this toy forest that I used to play with as a kid and comparing it to all this.
Well, you shouldn't be laughing. There's places out there nobody will ever see. Nobody knows what lives out there, neither. Hey, you don't smell anything, do you? Nothing different?
Only the fire. What does it smell like?
Nothing, I guess. It must have just been that song that did it. It's the song they sing in godforsaken places when they're afraid the Wendigo is somewhere traveling about.
And what's the Wendigo?
It's nothing but what those lousy fellas believe when they've been hitting the bottle too long. It's a kind of great animal that lives up yonder. Quick as lightning, and bigger than anything else in the woods. And not too good to set eyes on, that's all.
An old backwoods superstition, eh? Well, come on. It's time we were in bed and asleep if we're going to be up in the morning.
I'm coming.
Well, good night.
We will find your mates in the morning. Rise at dawn and make a rendezvous.
And perhaps see some tomorrow, eh?
Yes. Perhaps.
Well, good night. Defago? Defago, what's the matter? Are you awake? Are you cold? My God, your feet are outside the tent. Let me know if there's anything wrong. What is it?
Defago!
What is it?
My feet! My burning feet of fire! My burning feet of fire!
Defago! Defago! Defago!
Riding along the road, Rochelle City, I met three girls, and all of them were pretty.
I'm sure it was my rifle. I've used this for every hunting trip and for target practice. It must be getting rusty, the rifle.
Sure. Pull on the oars as we glide along together. Pull on the oars as we glide along. By chance, chose the one who was the beauty, lifted her up so she could ride beside me. Smoke.
Thank you. Or maybe the cold. I'm not used to hunting in this frigid weather. I hope young Simpson and his guide have some tobacco. Cures everything. Not much of a smoker, though. Perhaps when we meet back up with him, he'll be a cigar fiend after dealing with his weather.
No, it's not that bad. Good for the circulation. Good for the blood. Good for getting away from the women, huh? With never a word, we rode along together. After a while, she said, I'd like a drink, sir.
My God.
Simpson!
Here, take a seat by the fire. I'll get you a blanket.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God you kept the fire going. Otherwise, I would have been lost forever. Out there.
What happened? Where's DeFargo?
I don't know.
Here, take my canteen.
My boy, what has happened?
DeFargo. He's gone.
Why? What's happened to him?
Was there an accident?
It was late last night.
Just how long have you been traveling?
Last night.
My God, you mean you've been trying to find us since yesterday?
I found the canoe at the bank. Oh, God. But before...
Before what, my boy?
I had to walk in the dark.
You had your lantern with you, didn't you? It looks like it lasted you all right.
He was taken...
Who? DeFargo? By whom?
I bet that crazy Canuck got drunk and headed out into the woods. I've seen him do it before. It's foolish.
He didn't drink anything. Neither of us did.
Still, I've seen him be foolish like that. Drink or no drink. Here, this'll pick you up.
Well, obviously something's shaken him. There's something more to the story. Go on, boy. What happened?
DeFargo kept saying he heard things.
What kind of things?
He was acting odd. He kept looking out into the brush, but never said what it was that caught his attention. He kept smelling strange smells. He started to talk about ancient Indian legends, but I said we'd better get some sleep, so we both got in the tent and went to sleep. Later that night, I don't know what time it was, I woke up and he was shivering. I noticed his feet were outside the tent, as if someone had tried to pull him outside. I thought that he'd maybe gotten sick with his feet being out in the cold, so I pulled him back in. That's when he started screaming. He jumped up in the tent and took off into the dark. I called his name, but he never answered. I was so scared, I didn't know what to do. I stayed in the tent until the sun started to come up. Thank God it came up when it did. So I grabbed the gun and lantern and tried to find his tracks. But I didn't want to be alone out there. I did leave a letter for him if he returned.
Maybe he's there now, waiting for you.
Let him continue.
Did you find his tracks?
Mm-hmm.
Where do they lead?
I followed them the entire morning. They started nearby the campsite and continued in through the woods. I followed them for hours before I noticed another pair of tracks right next to them.
Another pair of tracks?
But they were of some animal.
Maybe he finally came across one of the moose.
No. Those weren't moose tracks, but... they were definitely some kind of animal. I followed the tracks for maybe another hour and a half. And when they changed, the stride became longer. I tried myself, but I couldn't even jump to the length that the tracks took. And then...
What?
They disappeared. As if they'd just taken off into the air.
The spell of these terrible solitudes cannot leave any mind untouched. I know because I felt the same way when I was out in similar woods when I was about your age. But such a trauma like yours can, I think, blur your vision. It is entirely possible that in your state things may have twisted themselves in such a way that you yourself are not able to differentiate from reality. I'm not saying that hallucinations are to blame here. Something did happen. But I am saying that it is possible that they became altered. And we won't be sure until we set out tomorrow and have a look around the camp ourselves to decipher what might have happened. But I also have to say that you have acted with courage, for the terror of feeling oneself lost in the wilderness is nothing short of awful. Had I been in your place, I don't believe for a moment that I could have behaved as you.
It looks to me like the panic of the wilderness, though, got a hold of Mr. DeFargo. You mentioned that he had started to talk about ancient legends of the woods. Was there anything in particular he was talking about?
Yes. The Wendigo.
What was that?
It's an old Indian superstition. That story runs all over this section of the country. I was talking to some of the Indian guides back at the village who said that several of their friends had seen the Wendigo along the shores of the 50 Island water in the fall last year. When an Indian's gone crazy, it's always said that he's seen the Wendigo. And poor old DeFargo was superstitious down to his toes.
But I heard a voice.
What? A voice?
Before DeFargo took off into the night screaming, I heard a voice call out his name. Oh, my God. And he was screaming, "My feet are burning. My feet are on fire."
There, there.
Fargo probably put those thoughts in your mind and you created the rest.
I don't know.
You see, the voice, they say, once the victim hears that, he's off for good. The eyes and the feet are taken. According to the story, the feet are for the lust of wandering and the eyes, the lust of beauty. The creature takes the victim at such a high speed that he bleeds beneath the eyes and his feet burn off.
Oh, really?
It's all right, though. He gets new ones, just like those of the creature that took him. And it don't keep to the ground, neither. Sometimes, it takes great leaps and runs along the tops of trees, carrying its partner with it, and then drops him, just like the prey from a hawk's talons.
Would you like a smoke, my boy?
No. I'd take another shot of whiskey, though.
Attaboy! Doctor?
Sure, it'll warm me up.
It really was a hell of a thing that you did, Simpson. I know men, like the doc here said, that would have cowered behind a tree in your situation.
We'll head out tomorrow morning and see what we can find. And like I said, old DeFargo may be waiting for us with a fire going and fish cooking ready to eat.
Riding along the road to Rochelle City, I met three girls, and all of them were pretty with never a word. We rode along together, and after a while, she said, "I'd like a drink, sir." Many a toast she drank to her dear mother, when she had drunk to her sister and her brother. Turning to me, she toasted her own lover. That's for DeFargo. I have a feeling we may be seeing DeFargo soon enough.
My God, what was that noise?
No.
It's coming from all over.
DeFargo! DeFargo! Come down here to us! Come down!
For God's sake, get the fire going again.
I'm trying!
Here I am, Simpson. I heard someone calling me.
Well? Where have you been? Hand me the blanket, Hank.
It is you. Isn't it, Defago?
Of course it is. Of course it is. Only, can't you see he's nearly dead with exhaustion and cold? Well, you know him better than either of us, Hank. That's him, all right. Isn't it?
I don't know.
What? Why, whatever do you mean?
He looks pretty pale. Like wax.
Do you think there's any chance of frostbite, Defago?
I don't think his skin's on right.
Ha! Doesn't that change a man beyond all recognition?
Defago? Where have you been? Can't you speak?
Why, he's probably just as scared as you were, my boy. Wandering out here in the darkness, alone and scared. Would you like something to drink, Defago?
That ain't Defago. You ain't Defago at all. I don't give a damn, but that ain't you, my pal of 20 years. That ain't Defago!
What are you doing?
If you two aren't gonna do anything, then I will.
Calm down, Hank. Put your knife back. Put it away and have a seat. It's all right. Now, Defago, tell us what's happened. Just a little so we can know how best to help you. Out with it. None of us can stand this much longer.
I've seen the Wendigo. I've been with it.
There now. He's all right. All right enough to stand. Here, let's get you something to eat.
His feet. Oh, God. Look at his feet.
About
nothing.
Can't you tell me what they were like?
It's far better that you should not. Come now. Come into the tent. We'll get you warm.
But I want to know. I want to know too.
Oh, poor Defago. I guess it just goes to show you that going out for a run in the wilderness doesn't always have the health benefits that you hoped for. Unfortunately for him, he contracted a burning case of athlete's foot. You might say that it really got under his skin.
The Frightmare Theater Podcast is brought to you by Arcane, where nightmares become reality. Tonight's radio theater presentation entitled The Wendigo, written, directed, and starring Andrew McMurtry, featured the voice talents of Heath Hillhouse, Spencer Tilly, and Nathan Shelton. The Frightmare Theater theme and supplemental music is created by the terrifyingly talented Chris Porcelli and can be found along with other haunting scores at chrisporcellipiano.com. Be sure to stalk Frightmare Theater on social media and subscribe to Frightmare Theater Podcast via iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or your favorite listening app. Producing a monthly horror radio drama is a monstrous undertaking. If you have enjoyed stalking the night with us in this episode, we invite you to join the Frightmare Theater Undead family and support us on Patreon, where you will receive members-only special insights, information, and content. All previous petrifying episodes of Frightmare Theater have been unearthed and are proudly displayed for the shock and horror of the masses at frightmaretheaterpodcast.com. We so deeply wish to thank you for listening and hope you journey into darkness with us once again next month for an all-new episode. Until then, I am the announcer, wishing you pleasant dreams.